Welcome back, everybody. To Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, and we are on the top of Daf Yud Chesam and Beis. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahad the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author, the Tana, who is behind the following Brisa? Lo Samala Isha Kedera Asasios V'Turmisin. That a woman is not allowed to fill a pot with Asasios and Turmisin. These are beans which required a tremendous amount of time to cook, so they would be cooking for 24 hours. You put them up before Shabbos to eat them after Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos. Sniach L'socha Tana or Erev Shabbos M'chashecha, and to put them in the oven on Friday right before Shabbos V'im Nisanan. And if they did this, if they violated this Dindir Rabbanan, L'motei Shabbos Asur Mechdei Sheyasu. So there's going to be Asur until Motei Shabbos after the time it would have taken to fully cook. This is the first introduction that we have to the sugya of Maisa Shabbos, where if a malacha was done on Shabbos, we kind of give you a fine, a knas, that you can't use it until after Shabbos for the amount of time that it would have taken. Big machlokas, we're going to see later on in the Gemara as to how exactly this plays out, but our first introduction to Maisa Shabbos right now. Kayotze bo, a similar case. Lo yimali nachtum chavish al ma'im. A baker's not allowed to fill a barrel with water. V'yaniach l'soch ha'tanur erev Shabbos im'chashecha, to place it in the oven on Friday right before Shabbos. V'yimasakein, and if they did, l'motzi Shabbos asurim b'chdei shiyasu. The waters are going to be usher on Motei Shabbos for the amount of time that it would have taken for them to become ready. The reason why a baker would do this is that way they would have it cooking all throughout Shabbos, so that way they can use it right after Shabbos to make their dough. So says the Gemara, Lima Beis Shammai Hivelo Beis Hillel. Let us say that this brisa seems to be the shita of Beis Shammai, who said that you're not allowed to use your kelim for malacha, shvisas kelim deoraisa, and not the opinion of Beis Hillel, because maybe Beis Hillel would allow these things for these malachos to happen on Shabbos, even if they're for after Shabbos. But says the Gemara, no, not necessarily, because I feel with Tema Beis Hillel, because the brisa could even be talking about the shita of Beis Hillel, and there's still going to be usher because there's a gzera, there's a precaution that we take because we're afraid that you're going to stir the coals on Shabbos. So even Beis Hillel would say, these things are going to be usher because you are going to stoke the coals, and that's going to be a problem. This is an introduction. We're going to spend a lot of the Masechta talking about Bishul and cooking on Shabbos. So this is something which is very important for Bishul on Shabbos, especially the issue of Shehiyah, leaving things on the fire on Shabbos. Let's say it's not fully cooked. The post can talk about, let's say you have a cholent that you just put up a minute before Shabbos. It's clearly cooking on Shabbos. Is that going to be different? So Gemara is going to talk about it here. We're going to talk more about Bishul as we go on, but this is why even Beis Hillel would say it's going to be a problem because of Gezeirah Shamiyachata B'Gechalim, because we're afraid that someone might come to stir the coals on Shabbos to make this go faster. Ihachi, so says the Gemara, if this is so, Mugmar V'Gafris Nami Ligzor. Let us also have such a decree by the burning of the incense under the clothing, the thing that we mentioned in the Brisa the other day. We should also have this as a problem because you're going to come to stoke the coals. So answer the Gemara, Hasam Lo Machte Lehu, over there, we don't need to make a Gezeirah that we're afraid you're going to start and stoke the coals, because the Imachate, because if you would stoke the coals, Sal Behu Kutra. Smoke from the coals is going to go into the clothing. They cost you, and it's going to be bad for the clothing. Now, says the Gemara, what about the other things that we allowed? Unin Chopishta Nami Ligzor. But when it comes to the bundles of flax that we said that came, that they are placed in an oven before Shabbos, this was Machlokas B'Sham Vesil. So let this also be a problem of Gzeir Shamiyachate. And says the Gemara, no hasum kevin the kashi huzika lo megalule. So since the wind and the draft is harmful to the bundles of flax, people are not going to uncover the oven to go ahead and stir the coals, to stoke the coals. So that's why there's no Gzeira in that case. What about the other cases? Temeliorligzor, but what about the decree that we had of putting wool into the vat to color it? So why that should also be a problem of Gzir Shamiyachata. So Amar Shmuel Biyora Akura. So says Shmuel that we are talking about a situation where the vat is already off the fire. And since it's off the fire, it's not going to be a problem. But now ask the Gmar Vanecha Shema Megisba. But let us say that we are afraid that you're going to come to stir the contents inside this vat on Shabbos. So that's going to be a problem. True, it's off the fire, but there's a separate issue of Hagasa, of mixing it. This is also important for Bishul. What is the malacha that we're afraid of? So Tosa says Sofeya, others say that it's Bishul, an important concept, lehalacha, that this Hagasa might be a problem. Also, if it's just a Kli Rishon, even though it's not on the fire, still mixing it helps it cook faster. So why is this not going to be a problem? So in the Gemara, Ba'akura V'tucha. Now, we're talking about a case where the vat is removed, it's off the fire, and it's also sealed, and that's why we're not worried about having a Gzeira Shamiyachata B'Gechalim. Now, says the Gemara, based on what we just said, V'hashtad Amar Mar, now that we've established that Beis Hillel says that it's usher to put something, a pot in an oven before Shabbos, Gzeira Shamiyachata B'Gechalim, because we're afraid that you're going to come to stoke the coals on Shabbos, Hai Kedera Chaisa. So if we have a situation where someone has raw food, and they put in the raw food right before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it into the oven on Friday, right before Shabbos, and we're not concerned. My time, kevet alo chazil orsa, asuche masach dai temine. So what's the reason? Why would this be allowed? Because since it's not going to be ready by that night anyway, you can stoke the coals as much as you want. It's raw. It's not going to help you. You need all that time in order to allow it to cook. So you're going to be asuche masach dai te. It's not going to be a problem. You're not going to be thinking about it. So it's not even on your mind to eat it that night. So we're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals. So this, again, is a big question in our post-game nowadays. Many assume that this doesn't apply nowadays because our ovens cook a lot faster than they used to cook. But an interesting concept nonetheless. But now says the Gemara, Ubishil, and if something is fully cooked, Shapir, I mean, then that's also going to be fine. You could put that on the fire right before Shabbos. Bishil velo bishil asir. But if it's not fully cooked, if it's like partially cooked, we're going to have to figure out what amount of cooked that is. That's going to be a problem. I mean, again, so the extremes are okay. If it's totally raw, then you're not going to stoke the coals because it's not going to accomplish anything. If it's fully cooked, you're not going to stoke the coals also because it's already done. If it's in this middle stage, that's where we have the issue. That's where we're trying to figure out what's going to be. Bishadabe garmachaya. But if someone just threw into the pot something raw piece of meat, chop your dummy, then it would be okay to keep the pot on the stove because we're not worried about this. Now says the Gemara, Hashta, Marmara, now that we said regarding this flax in the oven thing that we pointed out earlier, so now that we said earlier, kol midi dekashi lezika, so anything where a draft, where wind is harmful to it, lo migale le, so that's allowed to be left in an oven because we're not worried that people are going to come to stoke the coals because they're not going to uncover this pot because it's going to damage whatever the contents of that pot is. So says the Gemara, hai bisra degadya usrik. So in a case where we have goat meat, which is something which it's tender meat and therefore it would be harmed by wind, and we have an oven who is sealed with clay shapir dummy, then it would be okay because number one, it's going to be sealed anyway. And number two, we wouldn't worry about someone taking off the seal because it's going to harm the meat. Udibarcha the lo shrik, but on the other extreme, let's say we have the meat of a ram, which is tough and therefore it does not get affected or impacted by this wind, and the oven's not sealed, then usser, then it's going to be usser. Now, those two are the extreme cases. So there, we know it's going to be mutter and usser. How about the other one? Degadya velo shrik. So what if we have a case of a goat meat where it would impact the meat negatively to leave it open, but it's also not sealed? Or debarchu shrik. Or let's say we have the ram meat, which again is tough and unaffected by the wind, but it is sealed. So what would be the halacha in those cases? Let's say you mix the factors. So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Shari. Rav Ashi says it would be okay to do this on Shabbos for Yirmiyah Midifti Asir. But Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says that it would be a problem to do this on Shabbos. Now it's the Gemara, or Rav Ashi Dishari, but according to Rav Ashi, you said that this is allowed. You're allowed to roast on Shabbos. Vatanan, but we have a Mishnah, Ein Tzolim Basar. But so that you're not allowed to roast meat, onions, or eggs, El Kadesha Yitzolumi Bod Yom, unless there's enough time for it to become roasted during the day. So we see that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So how could Rav Ashi say you're allowed? So the Gemara, no, when it said that you're not allowed, Hasam Debarach of Eloshrik. So no, over there we're talking about a case of the meat of the ram where it's unaffected by the wind and it's not sealed, where everyone agreed that it is going to be a problem. That's what the Mishnah was talking about when it said Usser. Now another version of the discussion that we just had, Ika Da'amrei. So there are those who say, Degadya, when it comes to the goat meat, the goat again is something which is impacted negatively by the wind. Bain Shrik, Bain Loshrik, whether it's sealed or not, chop your dummy, it's going to be okay because we're not worried anyone's going to come to stoke the coals because it's going to negatively impact the meat. So now when we have the ram meat, that is the meat which is unaffected by the wind, so if it's sealed, chop your dummy, then it's going to be totally fine. Ki pligi, when do they argue, Rav Ashi and Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti? Debarcha velo shrik. They argue on the case of the ram meat, again, the meat which is unaffected by the wind, and it's a case where it's not sealed. Rav Ashi, Shari Rav Ashi says that it's going to be okay, Rav Yirmiyah Midifti asir, and Rav Yirmiyah Midifti says that it is not going to be okay because number one, we're afraid that you're not worried about the wind because it's unaffected by the wind. Number two, it's not sealed, so that's why it's going to be a problem. And now says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Dishari. Now, according to Rav Ashi, said it's allowed, that everything's allowed to be in the oven on Shabbos. But we have that Mishnah that says that it's usher to do this on Shabbos. So answer the Gemara, Hasam Abisra Agumre. So no, this is talking about meat, which is roasted over open coals rather than a closed oven. So that's what we're afraid of. Even Rav Ashi would agree that we're going to have a problem when it's on open coals because their Gzera Shemi Chatu Gichom is certainly going to kick in. Now says the Gemara, Maravina Ravina says, Hai Karachai, if someone has raw squash, Shapir Dami. So you're allowed to let that roast in an oven on Shabbos. Why? Because kevan dekashi lezika, since draft and wind is going to be harmful to a kibisr degadya dummy. It's like the goat meat, which we say may be left roasted in the oven, and we're not worried about exer shemichat b'kachal. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Beishamai omrim ein mocher. The Mishnah said that Beishamai says you're not allowed to sell or do really any sort of business with a guy on Friday, but Beis Hillel says it's okay. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbah, and Rabbah, Tana Zabraisa. Beishamai omrim, lo yim kor adam chef tzolo nachri. So Beishamai says a person shouldn't sell his stuff to a guy, lo yashi lini, he shouldn't lend it to him. Velo yel venu, and he shouldn't lend it to him. Velo yitin lo matan, and he shouldn't give it to him as a matan. El kadesh yagil lo beso, unless there is enough time for the guy to be able to reach his house before Shabbos. Beisil omer beisil says kadesh yagil lo bayis hasamach lachoma. Doesn't need to actually reach the guy's house. As long as there's sufficient time for the guy to reach the house of the nearest wall of the city in which the guy lives, then it's going to be okay. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Kadesh Yetzi Mipesach Beso. As long as it leaves the Jew's house before Shabbos, then it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Hein Hein Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. So when Rabbi Akiva said this idea that it just needs to be out of the Jew's house, that's really the same thing that Beis Hillel was saying. Lo Bar Rabbi Akiva, Lo Farish Divrei Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Akiva was only coming to explain the Shita of Beis Hillel. Again, this is more of a Maris Ayin type of din, that we don't want people to think that you're moving your stuff via the guy on Shabbos, and that's going to be the problem. So this is the end of Daf Yud Chesam and Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.